Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, Minnesota goodbye. Jenny will be here in just a second. I'm going to pull up some emails, but Tina's joining me today for the Minnesota goodbye.
Hello.
What? Okay, really bringing the energy today.
You're welcome. Someone just called me a snot, so apparently I have a toad.
You always have a toad. What
I
are you
know,
talking
about? I'm confused why they're just like noticing right now.
It is. It's one of those things that just kind of stings you. Earlier, someone was like, you need to let Drake talk more because with just you and Jenny, it sounds like a podcast. And I was like, Okay. Yeah, it's like this is honestly though behind the scenes, Drake can't be on every break. He does a ton of behind the scenes stuff, like with audio and web and podcasting and stuff. So I would love to have Drake on like every break, but a lot of them he just can't be on.
Well, it's
so
just like how Jenny was for like the last like 5 years.
Truly, yeah. Only now is Jenny pretty much on every single break. So I'm gonna dive in. We have a ton. Oh, I have to wait for that one's for Jenny.
Oh,
we have
okay.
emails
well,
to dive into. All right.
Is it that one? She's pre-reading, so you know.
I know. That's very professional.
Yeah, way to prep for this.
Well,
really
I did read a lot of
after
these
after show podcast.
All right, here's another thing.
Okay.
Hey, I just heard you guys asking for feedback about the regular show. I wanted to say I love the chemistry you guys have. I do like how it seems more laid back when it's you three, like leaves more time for natural conversations that come up. I know you need to stick to a schedule, but sometimes it's nice when you're a little more go with the flow. Keep up the good work. I had asked, you weren't here, but just like for feedback on the show when Dave's out, because we want it to be a good experience. We put a lot more effort into the show these days when he's out on vacation. So that is what that was about. Nancy says, I think you guys do a great job. I really noticed the last few times that Dave has been gone. You really stepped it up, did live segments instead of replays. Thank you. Love Dave, but I love the rest of y'all too. So I love what you've done, that you've done more when he's gone. Thank you so much. Simple thank you. I feel like I should save this one for Dave because it's to him, but maybe he'll listen to the podcast. I used to listen to the Dave Ryan show back in middle school. Holy S, that's 15 years ago now. When I had my alarm clock set to KDWB, and I recently started listening again as I drive to work in the morning, I was pleasantly surprised that you still play songs like Baby One More Time by Britney Spears, i.e. songs from my teen years. Y'all cheer me up. P.S. I still have that old OCD is an anxiety song from like 2007 stuck in my head. So thanks for that. What is she talking? I don't know that song. Do you know it?
I can't like sing it off the top of my head, but her saying that like triggers something. Because yeah, I grew up listening to this show too. All those songs too.
Another thing kind of behind the scenes that we did recently and we're debating if we're going to continue it. So you can email us. The regular show podcast, we split it up. So it used to be one huge chunk where it was like about 2 hours long of the whole show. And people started panicking because they're like, hey, why aren't you posting the full show? We are, but we were posting basically 4 podcasts, one for each hour. For a couple of reasons. One, we just wanted to try something new to see if it was a better experience for people. And sometimes, like, when someone looks at a podcast and sees it's 2 hours, it's a mental thing. They may, like, be like, absolutely not. But if they see that it's 20, 30 minutes, they might be like, oh, I can do that. And then mindlessly, realistically, they might roll into the next one, into the next one. So we were trying it to see if people would like it. And we've gotten mixed reviews, so we haven't made our decision if we're going to keep it at 4 separate based on hours or if we're going to go back to the original way.
Yep.
We're probably not going to offer both because, honestly, it's a ton of work for Drake to do 2 different versions.
Right.
So this is from – I'm going to wait because to read the name just in case she says don't say my name. Number one, here's some feedback. I love the song Deep Dive feature that Fallon is doing. Yay. Super interesting. I can tell she puts a lot of time into those. Thank you. I love that you're doing full shows when Dave is gone instead of replays. I appreciate all the time you put into planning it. And really, it really shows. Number 3, more Olive content. Her little voice during a spelling bee was adorable. Number 4, today you split up the show by hour on the podcast. And oh my God, life changing. Please keep doing that. So see, that's someone who's into it. Number five, Drake is the best addition to the show. He cracks me up daily and fits right into the crew. I cannot imagine how hard that would be. And he's crushing it. Drake, you're doing amazing, sweetie. That is from Molly. So thank you, Molly. A couple other people did not, I'll just recap, they do not like the podcast being split up because they didn't realize it was two different things. And then another person said it's annoying because you, I don't know how you do it with the app, but I guess when one of the hours stops, it doesn't automatically start playing the next one.
Okay.
So that's annoying that they would have to go in four times, whereas before they could just hit play once and it would be the full podcast.
I guess that makes sense.
So I do
get
that.
You could prep it and hit like play next and cue them all, but I do understand that's a little frustrating.
Yes. And we did read an email yesterday. We only got one response that I see, but it's about the girl yesterday who emailed in about her son possibly having attachment issues. Mm-hmm. It's like from a guy. Hey, as someone who had attachment issues with their parents, it stunts your emotional growth and social well-being. Friends and sports only go so far to helping with this issue as school life will end. You need to let your husband share in the apron strings. Maybe have them go on a guy's trip up north, or maybe you go on a girl's trip and have them hang at home. See how the extended weekend goes and see if your husband has any input. I have some stronger words and opinions on this, but I'll let you get to other emails. Love y'all.
Wow.
So it sounds like he went through that personally and he doesn't think it like was the greatest for him. Mm. God, we have so many emails, Jenny, and there was one that was specifically for you. Here we go. Jenny, I want your advice. Lately, I've been thinking about applying for a job as a waitress or a hostess position as a side hustle. I have zero restaurant experience, so I don't know if jumping to a waitress position would be feasible. Does everyone start out as a hostess, or could I get trained in as a waitress? Any tips or advice you have would be greatly appreciated.
Right now, restaurants are pretty desperate for anyone, I'm pretty sure. So I would absolutely say try to be a server first. You're going to make much more money, but most restaurants don't allow you to be a server first if you don't have the experience. So I would just like maybe apply to a few different ones. It is obviously easier to be a server once you've hosted somewhere first. So you could maybe go in as a host and say, is there potential for me to move up to server as soon as I learn this stuff? But definitely if you can get a serving job, do that before hosting. You're going to make way more money, which if you're doing it as a side gig, that means that you're like trying to make extra cash. So I'm assuming you'd want to use your time accordingly to make as much money as you can.
Yeah.
Serving is much harder than hosting, though.
Right.
So I would, yeah, that's the best advice I'd say. But a lot of restaurants do not let you be a server first without previous experience.
That makes sense. But you're right. They might be really desperate and like it might be a really quick process. Another text. This one is going back to some feedback for that mom that wrote in. You probably got a ton of these from the podcast yesterday, but I have hated my mom and dad's boyfriends and girlfriends basically my whole life. My mom quit dating when I was in fifth grade because it made me so miserable. I'm 31 and would still be pretty jealous if either one of them had a steady significant other. Maybe I need therapy, LOL. Some kids don't grow out of it. Now I feel it is more protective. I'm worried they will get taken advantage of. I'm not going to say your name, but I do think, I'm going to be honest, you're 31 and you get that. I don't know. I love you for emailing our show and listening, but why, your parents should get to be happy.
Yeah.
So how could you imagine if they made it miserable for you to have a boyfriend or girlfriend?
Yeah.
That would suck. That would be really awful. And I get it when you're in fifth grade because you don't know any better, but you're 31 now. So I will say, I do think that is something that you should maybe address, and that's okay. That's something that, I mean, a lot of people probably relate to. So I don't think you should feel bad about it, but I think you should address it because I think your parents should be able to date people. Okay. And let's jump into another one.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't read this. Pre-read this one, guys.
We love it.
Fallon, Jenny, Drake, and Tina, a few things. Benjamin's bit was super fun today. Please bring him back every week or steal his game. LOL. We do love Benjamin. He has a real job, so he could not come here every week, probably.
Yeah.
But we could steal his game, but I'd feel guilty because he came up with it. Fallon, you're doing an awesome job leading the show every time Dave goes on vacation. But, and I assume this is a Drake thing since he's newish, and this didn't used to happen, but I feel like there was dead air a couple times today. It was just enough to make me wonder if my phone has started ringing since there's a few seconds of delay between the ring and the podcast pausing when this happens. But that was not it. I don't know what that is. So I'm not sure. I'm trying to think if you were listening on the podcast or not, why that would happen.
There should never be dead air.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Not on the podcast.
Yeah. So that one would be an editing thing, but I will say this. It would have had to have been something in a segment we did because it doesn't even allow for dead air, like in between segments on the podcast. It like condenses right. them so that wouldn't happen. So that must have been something on our end. I don't remember exactly when it would have, or I don't know when that would have happened exactly, but I'm sorry about that. Next, what happened to the podcast for the show? Why is it split up? Okay, well, we kind of explained that one a little bit earlier. Yep. So thank you so much for that email. That's very helpful. And I'm not sure on the dead air, so I apologize for that. Okay. Sorry, I feel like Dave here because we surprisingly and thankfully have received a ton of emails.
We love emails.
And messages, but I don't want to, a lot of them are about the podcast changing, and so I don't want to keep reading the same things. I'll respond to you individually because we appreciate you taking the time to email us and listening to the podcast. This one is about the trust fund segment that we did on the show today. I just talked about, like, do you know someone who actually has a trust fund or inherited a lot of money? Because I hear a lot of people talk about that so-and-so is going to, and I wonder if it actually works out that way or they get their hopes up their whole lives and then the time comes and no money is left to them. So this one says, I tried to text you all this feedback. Maybe I'm doing something wrong, but here's my feedback. My name is Dan. I called during the Trust Fund Baby section. I want to thank you for the segment. I listen to your show while I drive and to teach most mornings. It was refreshing to hear that piece. We don't talk about class much in our country, but it's huge. We just had a teacher strike and we're essentially fighting for scraps. I didn't bring all that up since I know it's best to keep it short. Something it seems some people forget when they call in, LOL. Thanks again, and I hope I ruffled only a few feathers with my comments. Oh, so that was you that called in, I think, probably with the comment of other, I think it's assuming he's the one that made the President Trump comment. I'm not sure, maybe, but I don't like to do anything political on the show that's going to ruffle feathers, so that's probably what you're talking about, but maybe not.
That makes sense.
I mean, we like to ruffle feathers. The
in
problem
a different
is,
way.
Right. The problem with political is that then people think that we're trying to spread an agenda if we like let something through, and it's unfair to us because we stay pretty neutral politically because that's not what our show is. We are not a political station. We're not a news talk station.
We've posted stuff on social before and some guy went off and was on Me, Tina, and Jenny like, oh God, this fucking station is turning into just a fucking liberal lady show. And I was like, what? We don't even talk about politics.
No.
I was like, okay. And I was like, all right.
Sorry.
All right. I'm going to wrap it up with, because this last one I can't read on the radio. Anyway, thank you so much for the emails. Dave will be back tomorrow. You can email him anything at ryanshow@kdwb.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.